preparation for the lessons from writings of Abash, letter 60. If a person is idle in the work, he cannot see the truth that he is immersed in falsehood. By increasing Torah in order to bestow contentment upon his Maker, one can then see the truth that he is walking on a false path called Lo Lishma. And this is the middle point between truth and falsehood. Hence, we must be strong and confident on our way, so every day will be as new to us, as we need to always renew our foundations, and then we shall march forward.
I think that you should read once again, looking at what I see.
If a person is idle in the work, he cannot see the truth that he is immersed in falsehood. Rather, by increasing Torah and mitzvot, in order to bestow contentment upon his Maker, one can then see the truth that he is walking on the false path called Lo Lishma. And this is the middle point between truth and falsehood. Hence, we must be strong and confident on our way, so every day will be as new to us, as we need to always renew our foundations, and then we shall march forward.
This means that the path of truth can be seen only on the condition that we don't become lazy and we make all the efforts we can by the force we get from the environment to reach closer to bestowal. Firstly, between the friends, as well as towards the Creator. If a person makes actions, trying to make actions of bestowal, to raise the greatness of the goal, to grow the influence of the environment upon him, meaning all the positive actions, vital actions for progress, then and only then he begins to see his evil inclination. And then he says what? Then one can see the truth. What's truth? That he is walking on a false path called Lo Lishma, and this is the middle point between truth and falsehood. What is that point? That we really try to go in the right way, and then we see that we go in the wrong way. And that is the reward. That's the reward for the effort. And we don't realize it. Because we feel bad, we feel that we can't make it, that we're unsuccessful, and that's actually good. We are discovering the shattering, the disparity from the Creator, the qualities that need to be corrected so that we can come to equivalence and reach the goal. So, on behalf of the Creator, the reward that he provides us with is recognition of evil, how much we're opposite to him. And that's a true discernment. That's why he says it's the middle point between truth and false, because it's the true discernment of how much we're opposite from him. We're already measuring compared to him. And so when we correct it, when we invert it, then we come to equivalence with Him, to adhesion. And thus, it happens on each and every level. We have to yearn for bestowal and love as much as possible. Correspondingly, we clarify, we discover the opposite, rejection, hatred, etc. Then, we cry for help. Comes the light that reforms and corrects, and then on that level where we are corrected by it, once again we continue through the environment to long for the right, and as a reward, the left appears from above, the wicked unfold, and we're happy about it because now we have what we can correct and resemble the Creator, and so on. But when a builder is among tailors, he cannot learn from their bad actions because there is no connection between them. However, within the same profession, each one should watch himself and be in contact only with pure-hearted people. According to the above, with any person that you consider a servant of the Creator, you should be watchful and see if he is a skilled professional, meaning he wishes his work to be clean and pure and intended for his name. At the very least, he should know that he is not a good worker and seek advice in his soul by which to be a skillful worker and not an ordinary worker who aims only for the reward. But a good skillful worker is one who does not consider the reward but enjoys his work. If, for example, a skillful tailor knows that the clothing fits its owner at every point, it gives him spiritual pleasure, more than the money he receives. Thus, with people who are not from your profession, it is not important if you are among them, since you engage in building and they engage in tanning.
Meaning, if a person receives, we're not talking of necessity for existence, yeah, how many calories per day a person needs, but if it's beyond that, then their reward. Their reward is beyond that. It doesn't mean what my animal need in order to exist, rather something above it. If I receive a spiritual reward, meaning honor, control, or acceptance, then obviously it is more than money. Yes, because people are willing to pay money in order to receive respect and honor. It's according to our ruler, yeah? Food, sex, family, money, power, knowledge.
But with people who engage in Torah but are not meticulous about keeping the clothing fit for its owner, they only have a mind that is against the Torah, opposite from the view of Torah. And here, you must always be watchful and keep a good distance away from those people, as it were a bow shot. And this is not so with ordinary people. Hence, since you have no contact with the people of Mizrahi, you do not need such a careful watch.
Well, obviously he's talking about 78 years ago, yeah? So we don't need to take any direction for now. Rather, he gave an example. We shouldn't, that at that time, the people from the Mizrahi party, political party, were more engaged in building the country, the structure, and they're more simple, as if they were praying in the morning and forgetting about it for the rest of the day, right? This is, therefore, he's expressing it this way, that with these people, you're not like them and they aren't like you, so, okay.
But from the people of Agudat Israel, you do need to keep away. And with Hasidim, you need even greater vigilance. And with people who are close to my father, Baal Sulam, you need to keep a very watchful eye.
Because they are speaking the same language as you. They are looking at the same books as you do. And who knows whether behind the words and the customs and all they've received from Baal Sulam, indeed the truth hide there. And if they are on a greater quantity and on a quality of appearance more than you, then you might get influenced by them and your way is lost. It's gone.
And this is the reason. In the world of Nikudim, Melech Hadat, the level of Keter, which is the first Melech, king, fell lower than all the Melechim, all the kings, during the shattering. This is so because while the courser is also higher when it has a Masach, it is the worst when losing the Masach,
although he received the greatest light.
For this reason, it fell lower than all the Melechim. And we can interpret these words, when they walk in the path of the Creator, they have a twofold will to receive. Again, we can interpret these words. When they walk in the path of the Creator, they have a two-fold will to receive, for corporeality and for spirituality.
Because they have a desire to receive also from spirituality, which others don't have, that truly want to attain the Creator. And then,
hence, those who were close to Baal Sulam, while they were leaning, they had a Masach and Oviyut. But,
thanks to him, they leaned on him, and then receiving from him, also the security, and the protective force, and also the subjugation, which all in all, he organized them, thus they were as a little flock, indeed a holy flock, next to him. And then they could receive the fulfillment from him too.
But now that they are not surrendering and have no interest in having a Masach,
why? Baal Sulam passed away. For those fools, it seems to them that he has left them. When they don't see the body next to them, like a beard, glasses, I don't know how they described him, and then they don't have the same subjugation towards him. They don't observe his character as if he is on location 100%, and even more so. Hence, they did not receive from him neither protection, nor guarding, nor fulfillment, nothing. Rather, they fall into themselves. And this is what happens. Almost 100%, 1 to 1 million can be saved from that. Almost everyone, once their teacher departs. We've seen it in all kind of incidents throughout history. Then immediately everyone feels that he's a wise dude, that he knows, he understands, and no one can stop him. And how come the friends, they're like me, and the environment also, the subdivision and then departing and breaking up starts.
Their whole work is to become handsome Jews.
How to be nice Jews.
Or rabbis, great rabbis. This is Oviyut without a Masach.
Well, it's It's like the breaking when they lost their screen.
And they naturally give off what they do. And as for me, I have no trust in them. And there is no one to hold them down.
Meaning, stay away from them totally. Hence, I'm so interested in building here management that will be the owners in whatever case, spiritual management. Yes. This is extremely important in the society. And to start with, you have to accept them, say, now I'm going away. There's a spiritual management. That's it. Anything that happens, they are responsible. They are managers. The managers. It's a must that this is how it will always be. Otherwise, the group will fall apart immediately. They'll start being groups, extremes, parties. No, there must be by the force, the mighty force controlled by the spiritual directorate over everyone. That's it. I'm not talking about the factory. Factory, there is a factory manager, Mushi. Well, I'm talking about the society, the group. The spiritual directorate is more in charge of the society, not about the factory. The factory has a manager. That's it. He's like the landlord, the owner. And the society is managed by the spiritual directorate. What? Kola? No, you're on the gate. That's obvious. You remain there.
The force of the group is when the directorate... the force of the directorate is when they're all together.
The force of the group is by controlling over it. By the control over it. So now the question is, who's controlling? Well, for the time being, I'm controlling. If I'm not controlling, for whatever reason that I'm not here, either physically not here or in general pass away from this world, then there is a spiritual directorate in the group, and in the factory there's the factory manager. That's it.
I mean that all the members of the directorate must be together.
That's none of your business how to criticize them. Because, well, are you criticizing me whether I'm together or not together? No. So accordingly, you should treat them. That's it. If you start saying, well, they're not so together or they are together, and here we should hear them and here we shouldn't listen to them, it wouldn't work out. That's above reason. That's it. Factory manager and spiritual directorate. The directorate manages the French part, and the factory manager manages the factory, and that must be above everything. And no doubts in that.
If it's a decision of one member of a directorate...
No. There's no such thing. You guys shouldn't get involved with that.
If one of the members of the directorate, takes power and then, you know, starts...
I don't know if he takes power and persuades the others, but if they all sign for it, then it's the directorate decision, and that's it. Let's hope that more and more we will ascend in the degrees, but... Again, I'd like to say there's the spiritual directorate who's in charge of so-called the students, with respect to me. The Kabbalah students. The group. However, there is a factory. Whereby the factory is under the factory manager. And now we need to scrutinize the connection between the spiritual directorate and the factory.
So, we're reading from Rabash, the Social Writings, page 392, in the middle of the page. I'm being brief because I do not wish to have them in my thoughts, for you know the rule, one is where one thinks. To understand the matter more clearly, I shall give you a brief example. it is known that between each two degrees there's a medium of both discernments together. Again, to understand the matter more clearly, I shall give you a brief example. It is known that between each two degrees there is a medium made of both discernments together. Between the still and the vegetative, there is a medium called corals. Between the vegetative and the animate, there is the stone of the field, which is an animal that is tied to the earth by its navel and nourishes off it. And between the animate and the speaking, there's the monkey. Hence, there's a question. What is the medium between truth and falsehood? What is the point that is made of both discernments together? Before I clarify, I shall add another rule. It is known that it is impossible to see a small object, and it is easier to see a large object. Hence, when a person commits few lies, he cannot see the truth, that he is walking on a false path. Rather, he says that he is walking on the path of truth. But there is no greater lie than that. And the reason is that he does not have enough lies to see his true state. But when a person has acquired many lies, the lies grow in him to the extent that he can see them if he wishes. Thus, now that he sees the lies, that he is walking on a false path, he sees his true state. In other words, he sees the truth in his soul and how to turn to the right path. It follows that this point, which is a point of truth, that he is treading a false path, is the medium between truth and falsehood. This is the bridge that connects truth and falsehood.
Meaning, seeing the falsehood, the lie, is the point from which onwards one can start correcting it. But prior to seeing that he is in the falsehood, in the lie, meaning he sees that he can no longer tolerate that state, when he truly sees that the falsehood, meaning it is against the truth, that in a person there's such point that he cannot agree to it, meaning kill me, but I'm incapable of accepting it. This is the point of truth, where truth and false are being together. And then he stands in between the person and cannot agree with a lie. Even no matter what happens, it's a point that if he's there in falsehood, he disappears. He doesn't belong to reality. Because in our desire to receive, there is one point that comes to us from the desire to bestow from the Creator, which is the preliminary one, the rudimental. And when I come to the scrutiny of my own nature, to the final scrutiny, I feel that there, within my desire, within, there is his desire. And then I cannot remain in my own desire. For me it is called the total lie. I'm willing not to be, but I see that life is there, the source is there, in the spark of the Creator within the creature. And then this is called the beginning of the Adam, of man.
Scott from England is asking, what does it mean that there are not enough lies for a person to see his true state?
Well, I don't know. Let's say I'm researching, I'm a police investigator. and before me sits a person, and I'm investigating him, right? Questioning him. And I need to persuade him or to disclose to him that I know he is a liar. He's lying. So it depends how much evidence I have for that, right? If it's this way and that way, not so sure, maybe yes, maybe no, he can deny and go figure, right? And then the judge also doesn't know, and in short, all those things are very foggy, blurry. However, if we discover all a list of his sins, his crimes, and bring it to him with the witnesses, people who saw, who heard, and all the people who understand about it, and then it's obvious that he cannot deny all that. Hence, we need to come to a state where we see ourselves like that, that our qualities are so bad that it is revealed to me and the whole world, both my lies and the consequence for my lies. Meaning, practically, not just like you're a liar. Where did I lie? Well, you lied. It's in your nature. Well, that has to be something that can be seen. Yeah? Like the judge has nothing more than his eyes can see. It must be revealed practically. So to such degree we need to come. And then we would truly want to let go all those lies. However, it must be clear to me as daylight. This is called seeing, sight. Yeah. To what extent I'm in lies. Meaning practically on the deepest level. Dalet de dalet. And then I'm incapable of holding on. It's not a matter of, oh, then I'll get convinced and maybe do it this way or that way. No, I will not be able to remain in that state. I will run away from it. Just like a person run away from the sensation of shame. Say now, we are bringing here a certain machine, put some little electrode on your ear, yeah, the clipper there, the crocodile, and that machine begins to show us all your thoughts, all your things, all that you're thinking, feeling, and generally. So, you'd like to die before it happens, right? This is how everyone is. So how to do so that I will be so impressed by my work that indeed I'd like to die and be better off dying. So how should we do that? Because then I come to the truth. Then I'm willing to change. Now, here's the question. This point of change, is it prior to that great shame when everything is revealed to the world, or after? You're told, yes? Dear Mister, the wise, kind, beloved sir, we put a little clip on your ear, and now the machine begins to show to the whole world who you are and what you are. With the most, I don't know, whatever things are on your mind there. Right? Now here comes the question. Are you interested for it to happen? No. Are you interested in changing that with the quality of bestowal? Yes. I'm willing to bestow. Yes. I can't tolerate anymore my evil. Now I see it and I see how it affects the whole world. So here's the question. Very simple. exercise. If we'll show it to everyone, but with correspondingly you receive the quality of bestowal in return, are you willing or not? Will you exchange it or not?
You once asked me that, and I was terribly afraid of this.
Now you got accustomed to it. Hey, you don't care about anything.
No, now by the environment and the study, it sounds a bit better, a bit closer.
Meaning not as bad.
Not as bad as before.
If it's not as bad, it's not good.
Which means
you need to be at the peak of the recognition of evil. And if you kind of, it's okay, let it be, then where is there here the regret and the acceptance, the willingness for anything to happen in my life just to let me get rid of it? Meaning, the question is as follows. To be in the quality of reception, is it worse than the shame or not? You remember what shame is at Malchut of Ein Sof. Yeah? You remember what reception is in Malchut of Ein Sof, right? So now there are two things before you. What do you prefer?
Bestow.
So you receive such shame that
They'll make a mop out of me.
We'll make a mop out of you just to be in bestow. But first, bestow, right? First the shame.
What can I do?
Well, nothing to do. Well, write down that you said that and we'll talk. Better not dig further into it.
But does a new word of any person do it, even when he does not know what he is saying? Come and see that when one who is not proficient in the secrets of the Torah innovated words that he does not know how to verify properly, that innovation rises and comes out to that thing, an unreliable man who speaks lies out of the female of the great deep. He leaps 500 palsas to receive that thing. He takes it and walks with the thing to his female and makes a false firmament in her, which is called tohu. The mun that the righteous raise to bring contentment to their maker, to benefit the upper one, is called innovated words of Torah. This is so because they are innovated by the upper zivug, and through them Zon receive new mochin until they are thus rewarded with establishing heaven and founding earth. By that they become partners with the Creator, because through their words heaven and earth are renewed. However, one whose ways are not in the secrets of Torah, one who is not proficient in the ways of the Creator, to know how to keep himself from blemishing the upper degrees, says that his aim is for a higher benefit. However, he is misleading himself, for he does not know that it is in his soul to know the scrutiny that he is not aiming for his own needs. His punishment is grave indeed, for he gives power to the klipot to kill people.
Within himself, it means.
He innovated words that he did not know how to verify properly, meaning that he raised man for the upper zivug and did not fully and sufficiently know that it was truly so. In that case, he is an unreliable man who speaks lies out of the female of the great deep and leaps 500 parsas to receive that thing.
But from this line, nevertheless, it's essential states. But once more, raising man is only due to the connection. Only the prayer of the many is accepted.
An unreliable man who speaks lies out of the female of the great deep. There are male and female in the klipot as well. The male is called false, and the female is called lie. This is so because the male klipa is not as bad as the female. For himself, He is not failing people into lying in the name of the Creator. On the contrary, he speaks well, or so it seems. Yet his eye is evil, as it is written, "Do not eat the bread of an evil-eyed man." He says to you, "Eat and drink." But his heart is not with you. Also, anyone who is captured by him speaks the name of the Creator in vain, for he is separated from the Creator and cannot receive any bounty. It is written, "Anyone who is proud," says the Creator, "he and I cannot dwell in the same abode." It is so because when one's aim is to receive his needs for himself, to brag and to boast, and so on, he is captured by the authority of that evil-eyed. Thus the man that he raises does not extend any bounty from above, and he speaks the name of the Creator in vain. For this reason, the male klipa is called false, since the Creator cannot be attached to that man to dwell with him in the same abode. And the female klipa is called lie, for once the man is caught in the net of the male, who is called false, he has the power to mate with his female, who is an evil and bitter klipa, which fakes the name of the Creator and lies in it. Then she descends and incites, rises and complains, and takes his soul from him. For this reason he is called an unreliable man, for first he says to you, "Eat and drink," meaning he raises man to the Creator and extends abundance for a high need, and seems as though he is from the side of Kedusha, holiness. Afterwards, by the power of his falsehood, he mates with the female of the great deep, and with her lie, he takes his soul and kills him. It was said, "An unreliable man who speaks lies, out of the female of the great deep, since he turns into speaking lies only by the power of the female of the great deep in which he is associated, and not in and of himself. He leaps 500 parsas to receive that thing. This is so because at the root, zon of tuma, impurity, have only vak and a point, only vak and a point opposite to zon of kdusha, of holiness. In that place they have neither a place nor the power to cling to bina. However, through the man that the lower one raises, he gives the male of tum'ah power to skip over the zat of bina, which are extended into zone of kdusha, who are essentially only 5 sfirot hagatna, called 500 parsas. This is so because the Sfirot of Bina are regarded as hundreds, and it was said that he leaped 500 parsas to receive that thing because immediately upon the raising of man, he obtained the power to leap into a place that is not his, the 5 bottom Sfirot Chagatna of Bina, which are called 500 parsas. To receive that thing refers to the man raised by the man who did not know sufficiently if his aim was to please his maker. He walks with the thing to his male, to his female, and makes a false firmament in her, which is called tohu. That is, he mates over this man with his female of the great deep, and extends lights of kdusha to him, to his lot and to his construction, similar to the new heaven of Kedusha that is done by the man of Kedusha. Those heavens that he extended by his zivug are called the false firmament with respect to the male, and a firmament of tohu with respect to the participation with the nukva of the great deep, which is called a firmament of tohu. Tohu is the name of the male, and deep is the name of the female. It was said that he made the false firmament through his own self, which is called Tohu by his association with the deep, the Nukva.
Any questions? Please.
Okay. A bit more.
69. That unreliable man flies in the false firmament 6,000 pasas at once. And once a false firmament stands, a woman of heraldry immediately comes out, holding that false...
Meaning it doesn't remain as such, or the person nevertheless receives a sensation, a correction that he's in falsehood. Otherwise he could have stayed like that and forever, for eternity. So the bad nukva comes out and corrects it. The harlotry woman.
Holding that false firmament and taking part in it. From there she goes out and kills several thousands and tens of thousands, since while she's in that firmament, she has permission and ability to fly and to traverse the entire world in an instant. This is so because these mochin that were drawn out to him in that false firmament are from the Sita Acha opposite the Chokhmah of Kedusha, whose numbers are thousands. He flies in the firmament and grips through it 6,000 parsas at once in 6 Sfirot Chagat Nehi of Chokhmah, which are called 6,000 parsas, since they are from Chokhmah. And once a false firmament is established, a woman of heraldry immediately comes out, grips that false firmament, and partakes in it. That is, once the new heaven of the male klipa, who is called only by the name false, are completed, the female of the great deep discloses her strength, and her strength attacks the firmament to lie in the name of the Creator. She flies in the firmament, and then it is called a firmament of Tohu. From there she goes out and kills several thousands and tens of thousands, since while she's in that firmament, she has permission and ability to fly and to traverse the entire world in an instant. This is so because while she partakes in that firmament, she grows stronger and bigger than the level of the male, since the male grows only to Vak of Chokhmah, which are 6,000 parsas, and the Nukva grows through him in 10 complete Sfirot, a complete world, and has permission and ability to fly and to traverse the entire world. A whole world in 10 Sfirot in an instant. It is written about it, and how long is his anger? A moment. Hence, she has great power for killing thousands and tens of thousands of people. As it is written, for many are the victims she has cast down.
Because she's an entire system. She has the male next to her.
And as new heaven and earth for Kedusha are always built by the man of the righteous, the heaven and earth for the Klipot is always built by the man of those who do not know how to truly serve the Creator. As it is written, God has made them one opposite the other.
Yes, and this is considered that the klipot are from the locks of sanctity. Yes.
Item 70. It is written about that, woe to those who drag iniquity with the cords of falsehood, and sin is as cart ropes. Iniquity is male, sin is female, a woman of heraldry. One who sins draws in the iniquity, the male, by those false ropes, as it is written, and sin is as cart ropes. This means that he draws into that female who is called sin, who intensifies there to fly and to slay people. This is why it is written, for many are the victims she has cast down. Who cast down? It is she, that sin who kills people. And who caused it? It was a disciple of the wise, who did not achieve teaching, yet teaches nonetheless. The male of Klipa is not as bad as the female, because he resembles himself to Kedusha. As it is written, he says to you, eat and drink, but his heart is not with you. This is why he is called false. Yet for this reason he has great power to capture people in his net. And once he has fallen into his net, he comes and mates with his nukva. Then sin is as cart ropes, and she pulls him into the great deep. The falsehood only ties him with the ropes and captures him. As it's written, woe to those who drag iniquity with the cords of falsehood. And then he drops him before his female. Then sin is as cart ropes, when the sin drops him into the great deep and kills him. This is why it was said that she is that sin which kills people. Item 71. Rabbi Shimon said to the friends, please, do not utter a word of Torah which you did not know or hear from a tree that is as great as it should be, so you will not be causing that sin of killing numerous people for naught. They all said, may the merciful one save us. In other words, if you know for yourselves, it is best. If you don't, you must hear how to properly serve the Creator from a great tree, meaning from a great man who is trustworthy, so you will not be causing that sin of killing numerous people for naught. Item 72. The Creator created the world with the Torah. We learn that it is written, then I was beside him as a master workman, and I was daily his delight. This relates to the Torah, with which the Creator was playing 2,000 years before the world was created. He looked at her once, twice, thrice, and four times. And then he told them. In the end, he performed a deed in her to teach people not to come and err in her. As it is written, then he saw it and declared it. He established it and also searched it out. And to man he said, he saw is the first time, declared it is the second time, established it is the third time, and also searched it out is the fourth time. Then he told them, as it is written, and to man he said. Item 73. The Creator created what he created corresponding those four times that are written. Then he saw it and declared it, he established it and also searched it out. And until he did his deed, he first brought four words, as it is written, Bereshit bara Elokim et. In the beginning God created the. Thus four. Afterwards it is written, Hashemayim, the heaven, which corresponds to four times that the Creator looked in the Torah before he took out his deed for his work. Those four times are Chubtum. Then he saw it, is Chokhmah, and declared it, is Binah. He established it, is Deranpin, and also searched it out, is Malchut. After those four clothings, the Creator created what he created. This is what the first four words in the Torah imply as well. Bereshit, in the beginning, is Chokhmah. Bara, created, is Binah. Elohim, God, is Zeranpin. Et, the, is Malchut. And after those four clothings, the Shemayim, the heavens, were made. Fabian from Mexico is asking, just how important is my imagination with the Zohar, or is it better to just follow scrutinies and intentions?
Imagination, well, a person has everything he needs, however, just as now we read a part which talks about the system of sanctity versus system of purity with all these descriptions. We need to understand that one versus the other the Creator has created, meaning whatever you have in sanctity, you have also in impurity, however, in the opposite form. For you to know how to correct it, and well, first of all, to identify it and correct it and add it to sanctity. The entire system of the klipa, of the shell, is called help messed against. What does it mean, help made against? Meaning that, as a matter of fact, she, how shall I put it in court when I admit to it, the few words that I admit, say, all right, admit, like in court, for being bad, and confessing, testifying. The system of the klipa, of the shell, is built in such manner, hence it is called help made against. A bit deeper in the word against, that she is revealed for her to be corrected.
That, in short, if we want to advance, we need, how do you say, that the lower ones will push us to it, push us forward, like the children do to parents. In short, there's Abba Vima Ila'in, the upper Abba Vima. They are in Chafetz Chesed. They don't need anything except for that. They're in a Zivug of Chafetz Chesed. That is a state, that is their role, those are their vessels. Panim, face, is called Chochmah. Posterior is called Chasadim. Abba Vima are whole in both things. They have no problem except for when they receive a deficiency from Zun. Means the tzaddik symbolizes the difference between them, but that it doesn't harm them. What else is he saying here? Oh, actually, kind of repeating it. They're in unity, you know? I don't know, ask something. Also, we have to understand that when we talk about panim and panim, this is something you should write down. Write this down. Towards Abba Ve'ima, when we are talking about panim de panim, we don't talk about chokhmah, because usually chokhmah is panim and chasadim is the posterior. No. Towards Abba Ve'ima, it's not like that, because we're usually speaking towards the vessels of receiving. About Abba Ve'ima, we are talking towards bestow, and they are whole. Panim be panim for them is whole, wholeness. And their wholeness is in chasadim.
Ray from Florida is asking, why the matter of the separation does not apply to Abba Ve'ima?
Because they're both in chasadim. Do you understand what chasadim is or not? I have wholeness if I am the giver. But if I don't give and they demand, oh, that's a big problem. But if I don't demand, so I'm also whole. Until deficiency doesn't appear, I am whole. A deficiency appears, I feel that something's lacking, and then I work on that deficiency. The question is this: do I feel more complete and whole when I give? When do I feel more wholeness? If I'm without, not giving to anybody because nobody's demanding, or when somebody is demanding, I feel more whole.
Without giving.
So you're saying there can be even greater wholeness of chasadim, that nobody's demanding anything from me, and I'm in some whole, give me the whole world, I don't need it. I am whole. I have no desires of my own. That's it. Chafetz Chesed. What does he say? I have no shirt. But I'll give you a shirt. No, I don't need it. But maybe, no. No desires, meaning from Garde Bina, it's wholeness from the lack of desires. It's not the true wholeness towards the goal of creation. And that's why Zivug of Abavim Ma'ilayin is perpetual. But when the lower one starts demanding, Mommy, give me something. Oh, suddenly it's a problem. Ima is the lack of wholeness of external, not the internal. And then she, right away, wants to get what the lower one is demanding. Because she has, how would I say it? The confidence that she can get what she needs because she is whole, she's in chassadim. And you only need chassadim in order to attain all of the lights of chokhmah. You only need chassadim, only the quality of bistol. If you have it, you can get everything. So the moment Ima is confident in that, it doesn't harm her wholeness, but it adds, together with the deficiency of the lower one, it adds wholeness. There's an addition in wholeness that now I have somebody to bestow to, because it's not like in the corporeal world. They have to go and run and try and find the pleasure he needs. No, there's no such thing. It's in light speed. It happens right away, the moment the lower one demands. And it adds wholeness to Ima, and then she can attain, except for the wholeness she had in Chassadim, also wholeness in Chokhmah. That's it. And in that, in order to attain the Chokhmah, so Abba Ve'ima Ilayin rise to Rosh Avarich Anpin, and in that, they can cause the Creator can bring him contentment. Why? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is called Zeranbin, but that's how he is alone. When he rises to Arichanbin, he returns to his true Gadlut, and that it's called that we cause him, make him content. Yes.
About wholeness, Denise from Colombia is asking why wholeness can be deficient. It's not clear yet.
Because there's two forms of wholeness. Wholeness in Chassadim and wholeness in Chokhmah. In Abba Ve'ima there's wholeness in Chassadim. And if you add a deficiency to them, so there's also attaining the Shlemut, the wholeness of Chokhmah. But don't get confused. Abba Ve'ima, even though they're in Zivug Panim Ve'Panim, it is called that they're in Zivug de Chassadim. Because to themselves, they don't need the Chokhmah. There's no reason for it. So all those signs, Tzadik, Yud, Nun Sherei Bina, the gates of Bina, and the Achor Bechor, everything we've learned, it's all... You can still forget all that. It means that their panim, their face, it's to the sides. But in Nun and Tzadik, they're still connected. Below, they're connected, and above, they're disconnected. That's it. All in all, it's there's a lot of detail, but the principles are very simple, and they all come from the four phases of direct light.
If I remember, then
Yanivsi chose this article in order for us to develop our explanation, to better explain the integral education.
Yeah, we're going to another direction, because of Amikam.
So what does it mean in this paragraph of the weakness of world reformers?
The weakness of the world reformers is that they're making a great mistake, that as a result, as a result of these mistakes, they're suffering, the whole world is suffering, because they want to correct the world. Look, how many years are we already in crisis? And all of those wise guys, and I'm following them, they're constantly pulling under their hairs or from somewhere, they're pulling out these plans of how to correct the crisis. Psychologists, political scientists, economists, finance experts, and so on, all of these people, and they all think that it will succeed. World reformers, yes. In every single government, in every place, you have world reformers. In every school, in a classroom when I'm working with students, in my house, when I work on improving the relationship with my wife, with my kids, that I want to advance them to some extent, no matter what I want to change in life, I think that I can do something, that I can change something. I have to go together with the light. What does Baal Shem Tov explain? If not I, then who? Then who is for me? I must go out to the market to make a living as if only I exist, as if only I exist, right? And what does that mean? In other words, that as if there is no upper force, and in the evening when I get back, I have to say, yes, only thanks to this upper force, I've reached what I've reached. So where here is the completion from the Creator and from the creature? Where here is their connection between the two? Where here do we see that it is that I only open up this transition for the light to correct everything?
The only difference is about the definition of what's good, what the good is. I think that the Creator is one thing, and they think that it's something else.
For you, it's revealed in words that bestowing is good. You see, it says in the books that bestowing is good, but your lack, your desire, still holds you in place, and you're willing to suffer. This thing that you hate, to bestow is good, love, and so on. You're willing to listen to it. And also, you didn't hear this from the first day that you came to me. You heard this after 10 years only. Maybe a little about connection. Yes, this, fine, everyone's like that, that's fine. But you didn't hear that you need to love one another, that you need to reach connection and to cancel all the borders, the limits. You didn't hear that, because you wouldn't tolerate it and you would run away. Same thing with them. We don't speak to them that way. We speak about connection, if we'll be connected in a good possible way to each other, to treat each other good, then we'll all succeed. Who stops us from succeeding? No one, only us human beings. What, a monster from the sky comes and disturbs us from doing this? No, this monster is in us. Therefore, we speak about good relations one to the other. Where do we speak differently from here? Go on.
So, for the masses, good means to have a good relationship with my spouse, money, and so on. For me, good, this is what I imagine, is to reach an eternal life.
You're talking about here?
Yeah, for me, that's what's good. That's the Creator. That's the difference.
That's the difference only with the demand, nothing else. But the means are the same means, connection.
Different means and so on, right. But the good for me...
Where do you get this goodness?
Through connection.
Exactly. So call it as whatever you want.
So it's like you said, two levels.
It's like you take a group of children, you want to get this? Connect. You want to get this? Connection. Men, you want to get this? Connection. Kabbalists, go on. Each one, you can do this for everyone. One solution.
So it's possible to say that they also discover the Creator and the connection?
Of course they'll discover it. They'll discover it and they'll know it. They'll reveal it suddenly. Well, not suddenly, but they'll begin to feel these phenomena, that it's this inner force that we suddenly feel connection between us. You'll tell them that it's psychological. We'll learn how to explain it. It's psychological that we connect suddenly. I feel the heart of the friend and myself and him and how we connect. This connection between everyone, it becomes like thick, dense. Like the air between us, it becomes the connections, the ties, and we begin to work with it. Because you see, I'll speak to him like this, and he'll say that, and I think about him this way, and we start working with the system. They themselves don't understand, but it's like in our life, there is a system of relationships between us all. We try work with it. Only here, it's a more tangible system. And they don't understand that it's a system of worlds, parsufim, spherot. But they advance to it. They're coming closer to it. And after, when they'll already come closer, then you'll see how it will just be in line with us.
So suppose I open a course about how to be healthier. They'll come and unite, and then they'll...
What is the difference? What reason they have?
They'll feel a kind of inspiration from the connection beyond what they thought they'd get from the health.
Sure. Sure, and then you'll tell them that is the upper health.
And like I came, I didn't want to connect.
Yes, same as you. You'll discover here this system that ties us all in. It is this general force of love and bestowal, and I'll tell you that's the Creator. So there, you tell them this is health. What's the difference? It's called in different words, it has different names of what's revealed to man. All of these are names of the Creator. There is no expression in our world that isn't Him. There's none else besides Him.
It's a kind of impression, inspiration. The Creator, meaning, is a kind of inspiration that I feel in the connection between people.
Well, let's say so. Everything that's felt in the desire is called the Creator.
The only thing that I don't get is then, what is an eternal life, and what does that mean? I constantly remain in that impression, or what?
You advance in such a way that you begin to feel that this network with a force in it, it exists without any connection to this means that you've reached. That the means which through it you've reached this system, this network, and the force in it is through this fictitious means called this world.
It's like we can compare it to electricity that always exists, and the moment I create a kli, it's there. In potential, the whole network is there, only that I have to consciously reach it, feel it.
Yes, you don't enable the electricity to flow through it, and therefore you don't discover the network. Yes, Shiovich.
So, turns out that what I give myself or to others, it's a series of principles and materialistic psychological exercises to bring person to that goal. Now, where does this work end? Meaning that I bring myself or others a series of principles through which they get to know their own nature and the nature of others and so on and so forth, and let them... Where's my part here where we do that work with a thing called or forming light?
It never ends. You only add.
What does that mean? To what point do I have to bring myself or a person in order to create these conditions, or simply have to go as if there's no reforming light, to operate as if there's no such thing, but it's a phenomenon created as a result of that psychological work that we do? Or that now I come to some point in which something has to happen.
You yourself are under the same activation. You continue with what you're doing, and you are present in the light that reforms, and it works on you and through you, and you continue in all its different manners, and it keeps on changing, and it scrutinizes within you the changes of emotions, and they themselves, together with you, they lead you to reactions and so on. That's how it is constantly. And light and darkness and chasadim and chokhmah, and it's constant, it doesn't stop.
So what's the difference between this and the approach of world reformers?
Because by that you're in adhesion to the Creator. Because by that you don't allow a place to act. That's the matter of restriction. You open up the restriction.
What does that mean with respect to a person? What's the difference for him if he's engaged in the principles of materialistic psychology?
You're asking about a person?
Yeah, the beginner.
He doesn't know what he's doing, and you don't know either.
So that's what I'm asking. Then why, as a result of depicting within the actions which I do that I'm making place for something called the Creator, I want to achieve adhesion with it, that I don't understand what that is, and maybe I'm completely wrong about it. Why does this thing work, and the principles themselves without that intentions wouldn't work?
Because you're connected to me.
So I can explain that at the end.
You don't need to explain it to anyone, because you're tied to me and I'm tied to someone else and he to someone else and so on. Seriously. That's the way it works. In technology, it doesn't work that way. It's the network. It's your soul, my soul, or Rabash's soul, that's how it works. It's the order of revelation of the vessels and their correction.
Now, when I take these actions, or I bring other people through this process, physically or virtually, how am I connected to you in this action?
You're connected to me whether you like it or not. And I also can't disconnect you from me, because it's a system. It was built once and that's it. And only now it's being revealed in order to reveal in it to the Creator. The system itself is constant. It's firm. It's unchangeable. Only the order of revelation. There was Rabash, then me, now you. And from you, from everyone, look in what directions all the world, Bnei Baruch, look how it has to spread.
So now, that CEO that came to an integral education workshop, how do I connect him to you?
It's also not by chance. To me? No, you don't need it to me. Do you need it to tame?
How?
By giving integral education. It's the same.
That's called grace from above, Chendek Dusha. That he has to get some appreciation from me as the interconnection made.
By you taking care of them.
Meaning it's enough that I do it one way, he connects to me as a result.
You still build it in such a way that he'll see benefit in this. He'll be tied to you. He has no desire to annul his ego, to work above reason. But still, they all understand that they need to subjugate themselves to connect and to profit from this. Meaning, this individual ego will profit from the general ego, from the collective ego, and will benefit from each other. And that way, each person can benefit more than before. So we're learning this action, this kind of trick. This means.
It's fine, the principles are clear, the method, everything. I'm talking about the reforming light.
The light that reforms works there if you're connected to them and you teach them. That's it.
That's all there is. They don't have to love you, they don't have to be devoted to you, because here we're not talking about the connection between vessels. Rucha, Berucha, so-called. It'll come later. In the meantime, let them progress this way.
Is there a condition?
Whereas we do it mouth to mouth. Eventually, this is how it has to be conveyed, through a mutual masach. To them, it'll come. And also won't come from PLP, because this is the Gilgalta Enayim, and this is the Achap.
Now, is it enough for me to do it once, and then they're tied to me, or it has to be a process?
No, you have to hold them.
So when does this click work that I can say, okay, they're tied?
When they will feel that, together with you, they get a new liveliness. You're not connected to me either. Okay, in the meantime, I take wisdom from him. There is still what to hear. Tomorrow, you can run away. When is this? When does it happen? When you feel that you're connected to me with an infusion, that's all that there is, that for me comes to you, the light of life. This is something that you didn't feel yet.
So I can sit here for 20 years and not feel this?
Yes, I'll sit for another 20 years. So will you?
So how do I bring them to this state that they'll feel that the light through me, they'll get life?
Until they get it, let's hope that they'll feel it quickly.
I have to now build 5 sessions, 10 sessions, or what?
No 5, no 10. Infinite number of meetings. You have to take care of them and thousands of them till the final correction of the whole world. You can't leave. I can't leave you. That's it. We went over the sources for 20 times. That's it. Goodbye, everyone. I'm going to another place, a different group. And what happened the next day? The next day, we have a party here. Not Kabbalah, not bestowal, and not anything else, but everything will be...
That's what I'm asking. We're sitting friends. We said we've taken people through a course, and they go out to the world, they have a different environment. Even if they don't have a different environment.
You have to continue treating the whole world till the final correction. And if you touch some place and you started treating it, you or someone else instead of you has to keep on going there till the final correction. Maybe differently, maybe some other way, maybe you bring them to some level, and from that point and on, it's the television, and maybe millions will connect to us, I don't know. In the world, we have a few million unemployed people. I'm sure that armies will come from there to correct the world, for the correction of the world. We don't have to work for anything these days. The food, clothes, you know, you can do it in on a land the size of Israel. you can supply the world with all that they need. That we have the ability for it today, it's nothing. The rest of the people, what will they do? Either you have to kill them because they're simply running around shouting, or what's their purpose? They are there in order to take care of the correction of the world. Part of them will come to study. They'll all come to study, but part of them will become lecturers and organizers and working with kids and the elderly and so on. And so everyone will be engaged only in that. Besides, 0.5% that will take care of supplying their animalistic bodies with what they need.
That's clear. What does this point depend on, that a person reaches a feeling that he depends on the person who gave him the method?
It depends on his feeling that he is dependent.
Where does this point have to be that they get this impression?
You need devotion.
But a devotion I can't. I'm talking from the behalf of the lower one.
Here, you hear that you have to be devoted to me. To them, you can't say that.
Okay, I'm not saying this, but how do I reach such a state? You said if they won't have this relation to me, this attitude to me, they won't get the light that reforms.
No, they'll get it. Why? No. You work here in work that's a bit larger or more controlled than they do. They're only the hub.
But still, if you won't reach this inner connection, that the light that reforms won't work on them, the moment he walks out of the course...
No, incorrect. You're saying that without the light, you won't reach connection. Without the connection, you won't reach the light. What's the solution?
No, I'm asking a second after he leaves the course. How does he leave this? How does it not disappear?
So you'll have to organize for him to be in connection with the tent in which he is and for them to connect like we do. What about those AA or whatever support groups? Don't they do the same? Connect each other, strengthen each other, keep in touch. The world, everything is ready for it.
I'll tell you the problem. The problem is in this situation, they're addicts. They reach the understanding that if they don't get the support, they'll fall back to their addiction. That's not the state of most people. The majority of the population, we have an opportunity to touch them once, maybe over time a little bit. The question is there any benefit if we don't build an infrastructure that will continue till the end of correction?
The ongoing framework till the final correction has to be there. Television, radio, internet, this, that. Everyone talks only about this. If you're talking about how to strengthen them from one moment to the next, it's only through the influence of... Don't worry. We'll arrange it. It'll unfold, you'll feel it, we're progressing correctly.